For our devotional, here in a moment, I'm going to read a good handful, not a good, a few passages. But I want us to think here first, before we do that, think about how our lives are full of choices, right? We're constantly making choices, and I would say probably thousands a day, right? And of course, on the lower end of that are the bigger decisions. And so we're always making choices, and many times those choices, as small as they seem, end up having a great impact on the remainder of our lives, right? And maybe some of you know how I met Christy. Just a short version of this was at Harding in the laundry room. She's a freshman there, and I went there to do my laundry, and I played dumb, acted like I didn't know how to do laundry, so I started talking to her, and this, that, and the other. I kind of gave up. And so as I was leaving, there's a little tiny table by the door, just a little pad of paper and a pencil. Now, if that wouldn't have been there, I would have left. And so I wrote down my phone number, and I gave it to her, and she said, no. I said, well, give me your phone number. And she said, yes. Right? So, but that's just a short end. It's just little choices like that can impact the remainder of your life. So little small things. And I want you to think about the choice you made to come to Bible class this evening. Right? There's probably 10,000 other things you could have done or wanted to do, but you came here. Right? And it may not seem like a big decision, but see, what you're doing is you're creating habits, or you have created that good habit of good choices throughout the years. Now it's not a matter of, hey, where am I going to be Wednesday at 7? Well, I'm going to be with the church. It's not even a decision anymore, right? Because you made the decision a long time ago to make those small decisions. And so I just want you to think about choices, and let me read a handful of verses here. Psalm 25, verse 12, who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. And then Deuteronomy chapter 30, beginning of verse 19, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him, for he is your life and length of day. Joshua 24 and verse 15. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers that served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let me do one more here. Luke 9, beginning of verse 23. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. And of course, many, many other verses, 1 John 1, 7, walk in the light as he's in the light, and so on and so forth. I think you get the point there, right? The Lord wants to help us make the right decisions. And when we start making right decisions, he's there for us in that decision-making process, right? So it's just a habit that we got to keep up with. And I'm not saying make it, going to church and everything we do with the church is a habit. That's not necessarily what I'm saying. But I'm just talking about choices, right? You've made the right choice to be here. It's a blessing for you, and you're blessing everybody else by your presence. And so we're thankful for that. So consider your direction, right? Are you heading toward God or somewhere else? And listen, if you're not heading toward God, you are heading somewhere else, right? So it begins with decisions. We've got to be people that make right, godly decisions. This evening, another decision that I'd like you to consider, if you've never obeyed the gospel, is to do so, putting on Christ in baptism with a responsive faith. If you've done that and you went back to a lifestyle of sin, well, it's time to come home. Make that decision. All right? Be reconciled to God. But if we can help in any way this evening, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.